Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Okay. And I apologize that I have not been on the last few days. I was actually on yesterday, and Blog Talk Radio apparently did not record the show. So when I went to share it, there was no show to share. But I was on. So anyway, today is March 14th, and the saint of the day is Saint Matilda of Saxony. Now, Saint Matilda is a, she was born in Prussia. She was known as a very holy and virtuous monarch. She entered into a politically arranged marriage with King Henry I of Germany. She was the maternal parental unit of several important historical figures, including a saint. You've got Holy Roman Emperor Otto I, Henry, the Duke of Bavaria, Saint Bruno, Archbishop of Cologne, Gerberga, wife of King Louis IV of France, and Hedwig, mother of Hugh Capet, or Cape. And hers is yet another amazing saint of the Roman Catholic Church. She's got a very interesting, albeit short, story. She was the daughter of a Saxon count named Theodoric. She was born around the year 892. She died on March 14th, 968. She was declared a saint during the pre-congregation for the causes of saints, so there was no official canonization for her. But she's been recognized as a saint in the Catholic Church for well over a millennia. She entered into a politically arranged marriage with King Henry I of Germany in 909. She was around the age of 17, maybe 16. They remained married through his death in 936, which is 26 or 27 years. Together, they had five children. Otto, who was crowned Holy Roman Emperor in 962. Henry, who was appointed Duke of Bavaria in 948. Saint Bruno, who was elected Archbishop of Cologne in 953 and Duke of Lorraine in 954. His feast day is October the 6th. Hedwig, who married the West Frankish Duke Hugh the Great. And Gerberga, who first married Gilbert, Duke of Lorraine, and later the Carolingian King Louis IV of France. So all of their children had varying degrees of historical importance. King Henry I died in 936 at Memleben. He was buried at Quedlinburg. The same year, St. Matilda opened a convent there. She lived in the Quedlinburg Abbey for a number of years and took care of the memorialization of her family there. Because of this, it became the most important center of prayer and memorialization of the dead in the East Franconian Empire. She founded several other convents, including one in 947 at Enger. The last convent she founded was at Nordhausen in 961. So about 7 years, 6 or 7 years before she died. Saint Matilda had received her dowry from her husband around 929. She used it to found convents, build churches, and give alms to the poor. This caused more than a little bit of strife between her and her son, King Otto I, and during the decade from 936 to 946 especially. During this time, Otto made a claim for her mother's possessions, leaving her no choice but to escape to exile. During her absence from the court, many bad things happened to Otto in terms of economical health and success or the lack thereof in battles. She was invited to return to the court in 946, a deal which appears to have been brokered at least in part by Otto's wife, Queen Idgia. After peace was made between St. Matilda and King Otto I, life improved at the court. Because of concerns that her son would again claim her possessions, St. Matilda sought to protect her goods and property by acquiring papal privileges for all of the monasteries in Saxony which she had founded. Nonetheless, the efforts were largely ignored when the wife of Otto II, Theophanu, gained control of St. Matilda's diary. On March 14, 968, after a lengthy illness, St. Matilda died at Quedlinburg. She was buried next to her husband in Quedlinburg Abbey. And so that is the story of St. Matilda of Saxony. Now, starting 2 weeks from tomorrow, we are going to be praying the Divine Mercy Novena, which runs from Good Friday through and including Mercy Sunday, Mercy Sunday being the Sunday after Easter. I have 9 of these little pamphlets, prayer pamphlets, that contain the story of the miraculous medal. And they also have a miraculous medal in them. I'm not going to open mine and take it out, but you can if you want. Anyway, for the first person that calls in each day between Good Friday, March 29th, and Mercy Sunday, April 7th, I'm going to send you one of these pamphlets. Now, the number that you're going to call in on is area code 515-602-9655. That's area code 515-602-9655. In order to claim your prize, you are going to be required to come on the air with me and pray the Divine Mercy Novena. And that's the only requirement, other than you cannot be a member, an on-air personality or off-air assistant with the Four Persons Network in order to win. So the Catholic version of Striper, Lisa Marie Nicole, is ineligible to win, as is John Benko, Chantel Rains, Sherry Majorca, Ken Litchfield, Terry Delp, and William Hemsworth. Everybody else in the world is eligible to win. So that's starting on March 29th, which is Good Friday, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern United States time. And the call-in number again is 515-602-9655. You will be required to pray the Divine Mercy Novena with me on air or online in order to claim your prize. And we'll talk about this every day up until Holy Thursday, which, by the way, is the end of Lent. Lent officially ends at the start of the Easter Triduum. And so I want to talk about, St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. St. Matilda of Saxony, pray for us. And today's meditation is going to come to you from morningoffering.com. That's morningoffering.com. And it actually comes from paragraph 576 of divine mercy in my soul. My daughter, love has brought me here and love keeps me here. My daughter, if you knew what great merit and reward is earned by one act of pure love for me, you would die of joy. I am saying that you may constantly unite yourself with me through love, for this is the goal of the life of your soul. This act is an act of the will. Know that a pure soul is humble. When you lower and empty yourself before my majesty, I then pursue you with my graces and make use of my omnipotence to exalt you. So the question you should ask yourself today is this: what are you doing to make your soul humble for our Lord Jesus Christ? What are you doing to make your soul a pure and humble soul before the majesty of Jesus, so that he can pursue you with his graces and make use of his omnipotence to exalt you? You don't need to call in and tell me. You don't need to tell me at all. But you need to tell yourself. So anyway, let's listen to this message.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget, from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons.
So guys, that's therockcompanyshop.com, and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. It's going to be really good, and Christmas or Easter is right around the corner, guys. We got 2 weeks from this Sunday to get your Easter orders in. Now, luckily, they can ship through DHL. Excuse me. But DHL is going to cost a few dollars. So you want to get your order in today or tomorrow at the latest, therockcompanyshop.com. So let's go ahead and pray the three Hail Mary Novena. Oh, let's talk about what's going on around the network first. Terry is going to be live with you tomorrow at 6:30, or today at 6:30 Eastern. That's 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And as of the last time I checked, he had not told me what his topic is going to be tonight. So I really don't know. Perhaps he's going to talk about the Brothers of St. Dismas, which he organized. And this is a gentleman that he's, I believe, picking up tomorrow. That he has been bringing this gentleman the truth of the Catholic Church for a few years now. He's going to be taken to the Colby House in Houston to connect him with brothers that will assist him in his journey. And Terry is traveling there from Ohio, and so it looks like Terry is going to be talking about, he's going to be talking about the Brothers of St. Dismas, it looks like, and he'll have some information for you there. Let's see. Ken is going to be on tomorrow morning at 7, and he is going to be talking about Lent, which, of course, is a very timely topic since we are in the middle of Lent. On Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern in Catholicism Rocks, he's interviewing Bernadette Smith or Smythe of Precious Life International, talking about bringing an end to abortion. I believe she's from Ireland, but I could be wrong. For Burnt Toast and Coffee at noon on Saturday Eastern Time, she will be interviewing Nancy Banzook of Catholic Sprouts, and that's going to be very interesting. You know, I'll be listening to both of those. On April 6th, Lisa Marie Nicole is going to be having or hosting, she's going to be hosting Rockin' with God, and her special guest, let me scroll down to it. I should write this down. And I'm going to start writing this down every month. But her special guest is going to be, here it comes, Faith O'Brien, a concert pianist and music director. I'm guessing maybe she's the music director for Lisa's parish, but I don't know for sure. And then I'm hoping that next week, John will have time to start his series on the Book of Revelations. It's going to be an interesting series once he has time to put it together. So that is, and Faith O'Brien is the music director of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, which I believe is where Lisa goes to church and where Lisa sings as cantor and works with the music ministry there. And always Rockin' for God is going to be about faith and music. So that's kind of what's going on around the network. And we have maybe just enough time to, well, we don't have enough time. We've got 90 seconds left. So, Monday, I had to be with somebody else and was not able to get to my radio show. Tuesday, I was coming back from doctor's offices in Atlanta, Georgia, after getting a cortisone injection in my left hip, and it still hurts like Dickens. Yesterday, like I said, I was on, and maybe those who were listening live were able to hear it, but it did not record. Hopefully today's show is recording, and if it is, I'll be sharing it online. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your Thursday. Remember, today is Friday Eve. No meat tomorrow. Let me say that again. No beef, pork, chicken, lamb, deer, no meat tomorrow. You can have fish, shellfish, shrimp, but no meat. So I want you to have a blessed rest of your Thursday and a blessed Friday until I see you at 3:30 tomorrow. My name is Richard Pettis. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.